That's where we'll start. Well, let's go back to Isaiah. Isaiah 45. The title of the message is, Why Did He?
Isaiah what?
Why Did He? Why Did He?
Isaiah 45 and verse 9. It says, Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthen vessel, a fragile vessel. I preached on fragile vessels here a while back. I think it's got about 1,200 downloads on that one. An earthen fragile vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, What are you doing or why did you? Why did you do this? Why did you? Do we have a right to say, Why did he? About God? Do we have a right to even say that? We study God's Word and the deep things of God to do one thing, to glorify Him more. That's it, to glorify Him more. What are you doing? Why did you do this? Or the saying you are making, say, He has no hands. Now go to Revelation, the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ is what it is. The book of Revelation. In verse 10 it says, verse 9, back up to verse 8. And the four living beings, each one of them having six wings and all full of eyes around within the day and night, they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, El Shaddai in Hebrew. And he who was, he who became, and he who is to come. He who was forever, he who became, and he who is to come. In John 1:1 it says, In arche ein ho logos, in the beginning he kept on being the Word. And the Word, Jehovah, in the beginning kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, because Jehovah kept on being God. John 1:14 says, Kai ho logos sarx agenito, and the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18, I've said this a million times, but I want it to be in every cell of your bodies, because that's very important. Most important verses in the Bible, I think. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, the one being inseparable from the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. That's who we worship. That's the one we worship. The one who always was, the one who became, John 1:14, and the one who shall come back. The one who shall return. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sits on His throne, who lives forever and ever, the eternal God, the eternal I Am. Jesus said in John 8, chapter, in John 10, chapter, He told to those Jews that were interrogating Him, He said, I am that I am. Mm-hmm. Asher, Hayah, Asher, in Hebrew. I am that I am. In Greek, it's Ego Eimi. That's the translation of Exodus 3:14. And they wanted to stone Him because they said He is God. Yes, He was God. Mm-hmm. And the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne saying, Worthy You are, O our Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You did create all things. Because of Your will, they exist and keep on existing. They were created and they keep on existing. God is able to control His creation. We have God's eternal purpose and His unpreventable progress. Always remember that. That's another one. Get down. God's eternal purpose and unpreventable progress. This chart tells that, does it not? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the God that inhabits eternity, and in space and time He became flesh and dwelt among us. And why did He do all of this? For His glory. Is He worthy of all that glory that we give Him? Is He worthy to say, God, You are my Creator? Jesus, You came into this world when You didn't have to. You died for me and rose. You died for my sins and rose for my justification. Let's go here on page 171. It's the title of this thing is The End of God and Creation. I covered this a little bit before, but we're going to go back because there's so much here. The decrees of God, that they were not due to any necessity in God, nor primarily due to the desire for happiness and holiness of the creature. They were instead formulated with a view to His own glory. God will not share His redemptive glory with anyone. I want you to understand that there is nothing you can do to be saved.
Amen.
Nothing. No man will ever come to God and say, see how good I was. I am a low-down sinner.
Amen.
I'm saved by the grace of God. My life is a testimony of nothing but grace. Is it not?
Amen.
And yours too. Only by grace, Marilyn, are you here today.
Amen.
Only by grace, Carol, Vincent, Ray, Melanie. By the grace of God, we are today. How many times have you come close to death in your life? I've had too much of it. Too much of it. Too much. Too many close encounters. But by grace, I am here today.
Amen.
Barely. But I'm here. By grace. In order to display His glory and to order to receive glory from the creature or the creation, God's creation gives Him glory. It should.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a tree and you see the maker of the tree. You see the blade of grass out there. You see those animals running around. You see the Creator. I have a little cat in Nevada. Her name is Monkey. I got one named Smokey. Smokey. Smokey is a go-getter. She's moving all the time. You see that, Ray? I mean, she's covering that whole place all the time, looking and looking and looking. Anybody that comes in there is on her territory. That's her place. That's her domain. I want to tell you something. God's domain is the whole entire world. And He watches over it just like Smokey does over a little place. And little Monkey, he's got a face just like, she's got a face just like a monkey, like a spider monkey. That's why I call her Monkey. The other day, she discovered the sky. She looked up to the sky, and she looked and looked and looked, didn't she? She just sat up there. She got up there and just looked at the sky. The clouds were all coming in. You know, in the morning in Fish Lake Valley, it's warm. But by noon, here come the clouds. And then we hear a little thunder and lightning in different places, and it clouds up and cools off. And boy, she was watching those clouds gather on White Mountain. She was having a ball. She couldn't get her eyes out of the sky. We need to have as much sense as a cat does and look up and see that your Redeemer lives.
Mm-hmm.
Look up. He's there. Now, I'm sure that cat is not an atheist. There are no animals that are atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Only an educated man that has been educated away from common sense is an atheist.
Yeah.
That's it. You have to tell yourself, no God, no God, no God. I preached a revival one time, and it's on that website, discovertheword.com. The atheist. The fool said in his heart, no God, no God, no God, no God. The atheist fool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on a little bit further. Things were instead formulated with a view to His own glory in order to display His glory and in order to receive glory from the creature, the creation. Revelation 4 and 11. Why did God create? He did it for His own glory and because of His own sovereign will. The same motive that caused God to formulate His purposes also actuated Him in carrying them out. He created all things for His own glory. First of all, in order to display His glory, Psalm 8 and verse 1, O Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God, Jehovah our God, how excellent is Your name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory upon the heavens. I get to watch out every night up there. Brother Ray came up here a while back, and the sky looks like it's painted with milk, doesn't it? Just from one end to the other, and you'll see shoots going off. The Milky Way. I have a friend that has a 14-inch telescope. And he goes out, he writes down in a little book what he's going to study in that Milky Way, the stars that you cannot see easily. And he'll take that big telescope out, and it takes a long time for it to settle down and get into the ambient temperature of the surroundings. Because you can't look at it, everything's all foggy. But once it settles down, then you can start looking at the distinct stars in that Milky Way. They're there, each individual. And the Lord said to Abraham, I will make your seed as the seed of the seashore, as the sands of the seashore, and as the stars of heaven. If you study, Abraham was the father of the Hamite race, of the Shemite race, and the Japhethite race were all related to him. Spiritually, when you've been born again, you are now Abraham's son, his starry seed. You're already probably his sandshore seed. The heavens declare the glory of God, Isaiah 40 and verse 5. And the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. And 66 and verse 19, Kaiho Logos Sarxagenito, and the Jehovah flesh He became. We see God by natural revelation, His creation, by specific revelation, and then when God brought Himself into the world. And remember the other one? By intuition, you all know there is a God. You all know there is a God. When I was very young, I knew there was a God, and then my stepfather started teaching me there was no God. But I went right back to the other, what was natural. There is a God. There has to be a God. They shall declare My glory among the nations. The Gentiles shall. Genesis the 9th chapter, verses 24 through 27, it tells you that the Japhethites shall dwell in the tents of Shem. They shall take over the gospel. They shall take over the administration of God's kingdom in this age right here. There, this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. Luke 2 and 9, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. Acts 7, 2, and the glory of the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. Yes, and when? Genesis, the 22nd chapter. When he saw Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, one of the titles of Jehovah, the Lord was seen. And the word there, literally, the Lord was seen, Jireh. But the Lord saw to it also. He provided salvation for us. Abraham didn't have to offer his son to please God. God offered his son to please us. Did he not? The Muslim world hates Jesus. Did you know that? They hate our Jesus. The Muslim declaration of faith, there is no God but Allah, and He has no companion. He has no Jesus. He has no son. And Muhammad is the last prophet. That's what it says. Jesus is the only way of salvation. Do not take glory from God to the glory of attaining your salvation. He is your God and you are His by way of His blood only. Mm-hmm. The God of glory appeared unto Father Abraham in 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When you look in the face of Jesus Christ, you see the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told his disciples, he said, they said, show us the Father. It, we want that. And he says, how long have I been among you and you did not know me? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Blepe, look at me. It's me. I and the Father are one. And he created secondly in order to receive glory in 1 Chronicles 16:25. Ascribe unto Jehovah the glory due unto his name. Why did he? Why did God create? So that we could worship him. We should worship God. I went to church when I was a young boy. I went in these really charismatic churches. I tell you, it scared me to death when I go in those churches when I was a little kid. They'd get to shouting and hollering around, rolling on the ground. Really, that's what you called holy rollers at that time. Mm-hmm. I was scared. I went out there to the campground and saw A.A. Allen and the other one in Oklahoma.
Oral Roberts
and all of them, all of these big shot things, and they would be rolling in the floors and casting out demons and all this kind of frogs jumping around all over. I don't know where they got them poor frogs. Yeah, but anyway, they'd throw all this crawdads a crawling. Anything that might think that was a demon, they'd throw it out on the ground. A little old kid, and they'd get up marching around and going on. And these buildings, those floors would just be shaking and everything. Scared me. Well, you know what? It was foreign. That's foreign to the Bible, too, isn't it? It's foreign. Mm-hmm. It's foreign. They're always praising the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Always talking about the Holy Ghost. How about Jesus? Jesus created all things, it says. He spoke it into existence. By the mind and the plans of the Father, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus didn't do one miracle when he was on earth. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
He was in his human body. He was really human. Really, mm-hmm. really divine, but really human. But all the power that he created with at that time, whatever he did, whether it was creating bread or more fish, or stilling the sea, was by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a triune God. We don't have three of them. We got a triune God.
Mm-hmm.
Ascribe unto Jehovah, O ye sons of the mighty, ascribe unto Jehovah glory and strength. Ascribe unto Jehovah the glory due to his name. Worship Jehovah in holy array. And that's what we're doing here today. We're studying his word and we're learning to worship God better. Or I hope every message that I preach here gets you closer to God. And you realize how big he is. Remember what happened in the garden? When they ate of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they saw how big God was first.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And then they saw how little they were. We ought to see how glorious God is.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to see how little we are. Mm-hmm. I used to hear say, God saved me and I haven't sinned for 35 years. Oh, wow. He's lying already. He's sinning. I sin. I sin daily. I sin more than I want to sin. Remember say, if I was saved once and once saved for all, I'd sin all the time. I said, well, I sin more than I want to sin. I don't want to. But it has nothing to do. Every time I sin, the nails went deeper in Jesus' hands. And I know that. It hurts me. It should hurt you when you go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Ascribe unto Jehovah the glory due unto his name. Worship Jehovah in holy array. And everyone that is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. Jeremiah 13:16. Give glory to Jehovah your God before he calls his darkness. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it gross darkness. Romans 15:6. That with one accord ye may be with one mouth glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15:19, that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. And that's right straight from the prophecy of Genesis, the 9th chapter, verses 24 onward, where the Shemites' tent will be indwelt by the Japhethites. Japheth shall dwell in the tents of Shem. They shall take over the administration of God's kingdom in this age. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye were bought with a price. Glorify God therefore in your body, because it is not yours. Why do we try to serve the Lord the best we can to glorify Him? He owns us. Does He? Are you Jesus? You're either the devil or Jesus. You don't have a mastership of yourself. You either own yourself, you think, but it's Satan in you, leading you the wrong way. That blood that you got from your father leads you wrong. That's that infection of sin. But when you're born again, when you ask the Lord to save your soul and forgive you of your sins, you have a different spirit in you. And that spirit won't let you alone, will it, Vincent?
No.
Marilyn?
But thankfully so, though. Thankfully so.
Yes, sir. We'd just wander off out there in the twilight zone, wouldn't we? If it wasn't for the Spirit of God. And people think they're doing their own thing.
Right.
Why, remember, I did my own thing. I did it my way. No, you did it His way. The devil's way. Yeah, the devil's way.
He told me that 35 years ago.
Yes.
He told me that very thing.
Yeah.
Right, so you're out in the water, you're doing your own thing? I said, yeah, I'm doing my own thing. So, no, you weren't. You're doing the devil's thing. I said,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
You weren't doing, you're just not out there having a ball doing your own thing. You're doing the devil's thing. He's your master.
Right.
Is your master God or is it Satan today?
Right.
It's one or the other. There is no difference.
Right.
You're either on this fence or you're on this fence.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 1:24, how many soever be the promises of God in Him is yes, the yea, wherefore also through Him is the amen, yes, unto the glory of God through us. 1 Peter 4:16, but let him glorify God in His name. For from this we conclude that we should study nature in order to perceive the glory of God. Do we?
Yes.
Get your telescope out, get your little fill out to look at the stars of heaven. The universe is His handiwork and is intended to display His glory. It is therefore proper to study it in order to behold His glory. We study God in order to behold His glory. And then also that we might do what we can to enhance and declare His glory. Answers to our prayers should naturally lead us to give God the glory. So shall also an intelligent study of the promises and provisions of God for His people. Indeed, as Paul admonishes us, whether ye eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God in 1 Corinthians 10:31. And I want to finish this message one way with these words. I wrote this a long time ago. He created and He preserves His creation. God's provisional grace. Matter does not exist by itself. Matter does not exist by itself. Nothing in the world is self-generating nor self-sustaining. I want you to understand that. All is done by the glory of God. Spontaneous generation cannot. No self-existent life forms exist. Something must have the power to produce life, to create it, and to sustain life after it has been created.
Mm-hmm.
Only a fool would quarrel with the power and the creative ability of its maker. The works of God and His sovereign rule. Does God own you? Yes. He owns all the atheists and all the liars and cheats and thieves out there. He owns them all. He will put them in one of two places. Either with Him in glory, or in file 13, which is what?
Hellfire.
Mm-hmm. I want you to understand that Cain, that Cain's existence in hell has not even begun yet. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. He is in Hades today. He is in Sheol. He's suffering, but his suffering is just begun. It's just beginning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is a bad boy, wasn't he?
Yep.
You know about Cain? You know the one that slaughtered and murdered his brother and lied about it? Yeah. He's in Hades today, but his Hades hell is just beginning to suffer. Just now. When he's finally judged for everything that he did in this world, now no sinner goes to hell because of sin, do they?
No.
We go to hell because we have rejected the way of salvation. God's atonement. 1 John 2:2, for He is our hilasmos, He is our atonement, a kafar in Hebrew, and that is that mercy seat over yonder. Okay? It's the mercy seat in there, the kafar. And there's two angels standing over that, two cherubims actually. Cherubim is a form of angel, it is a species of angel, and it has wings. There are two angels, cherubims, standing over there, one on each side of that mercy seat, as witnesses. When you are created in your mother's womb, two angels attest to that. When you're born into this world, alive, yalid, or technos in Greek, a live birth, those angels testify to that. When you are born again, those angels testify to that. When you die, those angels come and get you. Now, have those angels testified of your being born again? Have they? Those cherubim. Jesus is our mercy seat. He is our atonement. He is our atonement. And not ours only, but for the whole entire world. Jesus Christ's blood was shed for the whole human race. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved what? Just the elect. The whole world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to what? To condemn it. But to save it.
Amen.
The world's condemned already. Whose side are you on today? You're out there. Whose side are you on? Which fence are you on? You on the devil's fence? You on God's fence? You can change that destiny today. If you'll just bow your head and say, Lord, save my soul and forgive me of my sins. I believe in You. And then from that time on, learn to worship Him and glorify Him. Why did He? Why did He send His Son into the world? To save your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never go to hell because of sin. You'll go to hell because of rejecting. What you've done in your life, if you leave this world without Christ, you'll be judged for it. You'll be judged for it. There are places in hell that are more tolerable than other places. But if you had the light, I remember Brother Batten when he came to preach for me. Brother Ray, I think you can attest to this. He got up one time in a revival when he preached for me, and I don't know, maybe you weren't there yet. He said, if you're here today and you don't know if Jesus Christ is your Savior, he said, I want you to leave right now. That's what he said.
Because, he said, if you leave this church house today without accepting Christ, he said, you're going to be in a deeper place, a hotter place in hell than you ever were before.
That's right.
Because you heard the gospel. And you have heard the gospel today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with Jesus? Why did He? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you? Brother Vincent.
343.
What are you going to do with Jesus? We know what He did with you. What are you going to do with Him?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here today. Those that are out there listening to this, take heed to this message. It's God's word, it's not my word. We study the deep things of God so that you can be called and become closer to Him and worship Him with the glory that you ought to. Glorify God with your life. In Jesus' name we send this message out. Forgive me where I fail you. Father, thank you for all the blessings you've given us. We praise your holy name. We praise you for your Son that came and died for us when you didn't have to. But that's the way you chose to save us. I know you chose to create all things for your honor and glory. Help us to glorify you in our spirits, our souls and minds, and in our flesh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.